Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November 19th, 2024. My name's David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. Dorsey Wright. Generally, we see equities in negative territory pre-market this morning due to geopolitical tensions between, namely with Russia along with Ukraine. And really, one of the things we wanted to highlight is if you haven't already checked them out, be sure to check out the daily equity report in the past couple of days. On Friday's report, we highlighted some international equity score deterioration that you've seen on the asset class group scores. And yesterday, we talked about sort of individual country correlations with the US dollar, especially since its rise, as we noted in yesterday's video, has brought it up to resistance, which is also noted in that image there. But moving on to yesterday's action, we saw mostly positive action out of the indices we follow on the video leading the way to the upside were commodities with crude up over 3%. We saw gold up 1.9% as well. International equities were in positive territory along with most U.S. equity indexes. Only U.S. equity index we saw in negative territory was the Dow, down 13 basis points, and saw the U.S. dollar down 39 basis points yesterday, but no real change there on that chart. As for crude, still didn't see a change on its chart after reversing down last week, coming down to test the support here at 67 near term. Did see its price perk up, but ultimately need to see it move above 70 in order to reverse back into X's. And from here, it'd take a move above 73 to not only return it to a buy signal, but then it would flip the trend yet again this year. So something to keep in mind there is even a near-term move above 73 would see some technical improvement, albeit very slight. Still watching a lot of this support here in the mid-60s for crude, as well as we have for quite some time. Gold did reverse back into X's, moving above that $2,600 level. It's giving consecutive sell signals, though, so worth at least keeping in mind if it's able to consolidate that we may see a buy signal closer to current levels if it were to occur, but ultimately from here, it takes a move above 2,700 in order to see it return to a buy signal at this time. So just keep in mind, we may need some consolidation in this 2,600 level if we were to see further upside out of gold. Now, looking at the U.S. equity indexes, S&P 500 still maintaining a column of X's at this time, takes a move above 58 or move below 58.50, pardon me, in order to see it reverse into a column of O's. So, sort of saw it hover around that area yesterday, but still maintaining a column of X's. Not many changes on other U.S. equity index charts, but when we look at indicators, we did see action on some bullish percents, or at least some of those values dial back, namely the bullish percent for the S&P Mid-Cap 400 did reverse back into O's after moving to its highest level since January of this year there at 72%. So still a high level with roughly 65% of the Mid-Cap S&P Mid-Cap 400 trading on buy signals. As far as earnings news goes today, we see Walmart coming out. They beat and raised guidance, and they're currently trading above the $86 level, so showing that it may extend a little bit further into overbought territory here. But really, the top of the trading band being there at 87 would still take a little bit further upside price action to move it to really over or highly overbought territory. So just worth keeping an eye on Walmart there, seeing further upside action out of it. Then from there, we see Lowe's reporting while they beat on most metrics that we were able to read about this morning. It sort of seemed that sales figures didn't wow maybe as much as investors or traders had anticipated. So we've ultimately seen shares sort of retract somewhat at the moment, looking like it might not cause much change to the chart, trading at about 268.50 right now. So sitting roughly where it currently resides on its chart, not far from it. From here, move below 260 would reverse it back into a column of O's. 256 would return it to a sell signal. On the upside, a move above 288 would be a third consecutive buy signal for the stock. So just worth keeping those price levels in mind. Now, as always, if you have any particular questions about a position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.